It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CeeDee Lamb got paid, baby!
Womp, womp, womp.
Dallas Cowboys giving their star wide receiver a four-year deal worth $136 million. $38 million signing bonus, $100 million guaranteed. Guaranteed!
I refuse to see what the... This feels like 2008.com housing market bubbles. Mm. The wide receivers are just getting too much money. And the differentiation between the very top and what you can get otherwise... doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see how this plays out because I look at it like I do quarterback money right now. You have the people that are capologists,
mm-hmm.
cap nerds,
yeah.
salary cap guys, that are going, the jumps that we will see in the salary cap over the next couple of years, if you can afford to do it right now, you pay those receivers right now mm-hmm. because they will end up eventually looking like bargains down the road. So you have, but the key is you have to have the cap now.
Yeah. Cowboys don't.
Not following that with Dallas.
Nope.
Right? And that's where you're seeing, like, with the Brandon Ayuk situation, San Francisco's like, well, we don't have the cap now. Mm-hmm. Doubt we're going to have it later either.
Especially after re-signing Trent Williams.
Yeah. Restructuring his deal, giving him his more guaranteed money. Yeah. This is going to be the issue with Dallas because they've always kind of been in this pinch, right? Where they overpay their guys. Jerry Jones will love his people.
They wait, and then they overpay.
The last two wide receivers that they gave big old handsome chunks of money to, Amari Cooper in 2020 signed a five-year, $100 million deal. Dez Bryant in 2015 signed a five-year, $70 million deal. Neither one of those guys ended up seeing out their contracts with the Dallas Cowboys.
Look, again, this is not a shot at CeeDee Lamb. Like, everything that I'm saying here is not about CeeDee Lamb.
Nope, get your money, dude.
Yeah, no, guys getting their money, you did what you're supposed to do.
Really damn good receiver.
Yeah, and he is. He's not my particular Huckleberry when it comes to being a number one wide receiver.
You want big body.
I do. I don't like the little guys. I just...
Well, we know how you feel about butts, Danny.
I do. It matters. They matter.
Big butts matter to Danny. Can't find it. No. Oh, there it is.
Big butts matter. They do. I do. I like my receiver to be a little thick.
He'll bend you over his knee and give you a good spanking.
Mm. God, I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I was slinging that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, these are old, but they're bringing back some memories. It's tough.
Yeah.
I have a big backyard. Backdoor action. Big butts matter. Balls may come flying at your face. Burn my butt. God, it's a lot of butts. A lot of butt stuff.
Take me home, baby.
It stinks. Goodness.
Danny, it's been well established on the size of your receivers that you like.
I like it that way. Along those lines, take it in the back end. That's what the Cowboys are going to do on this contract. I have no idea
what
the hell.
Absolute unit.
Mm. I'm also a giant weenie.
Mm. Okay, that one doesn't make sense.
He just wanted to play. Were you just waiting to call me trash? I've had some bad runs.
That one makes sense. Okay.
But with all this said, I just don't understand what the Cowboys are doing. And this isn't a new thing. Obviously, this is Jarrah, but you're not pulling the string that starts today. You're going back to Zeke
mm-hmm.
and the financial decisions that have been made since then, or not made. Whether it was not getting Micah Parsons done a year early, dumb as could be, waiting on CeeDee Lamb, stringing out Dak. It's just so many different parts of this that are so bad, and it's going to turn into the Cowboys being smashed against the rocky cliffs by the water over and over and over again because of financial malfeasance.
I agree. And when you have a situation like Dallas has on their hands right now, it is wildly different than, say, the Minnesota Vikings, who made Justin Jefferson the highest paid non-wide or non-quarterback in NFL history, right? Where you had Justin Jefferson, who is truly elite, is a bigger body, even though he is, you know, Slenderman, but he is truly elite, a game breaker. And then also you have the situation where you're not staring down the barrel of a quarterback who wants to get paid a lot of money. You're not, you have a receiver that you drafted 2 years after him in Jordan Addison, who you don't have to worry about him breaking the bank, but you have a safety net in that. All right, how does Justin Jefferson help Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson get open and help grow JJ McCarthy, our young quarterback, on a rookie deal? That's not what Dallas is in right now.
No, they're look at the skill positions. But where I will give the Cowboys credit is they have drafted incredibly well.
They do a very good job of drafting.
Dak is a great draft pick. CD's a great draft pick. Micah Parsons, great draft pick. Look at their offensive line every year. They've got great draft picks up and down. But what they fail to do is backfill.
Yeah, and this is the problem, though, that they've run into is that they've had to make the tough decisions on a lot of those offensive linemen. Where they had an offensive line that was six deep with starters at one point when they got Lyle Collins. And they had six, like, high-level starting offensive linemen on one roster.
They missed that period because they had Dak on the rookie deal, and they had all the skilled position players, and they had the offensive line, and they had the defense, and they just fell on their face.
And now you're really looking at Tyron Smith was old, and he was on his last legs. They had to make a business decision.
See, that made sense. Yeah.
Go, leave. You got Zach Martin, who has a long injury history, but when he is healthy, is still a very good offensive lineman. Tyler Smith at offensive tackle, and then you're sitting there going, all right, now we hope. We hope. You got two.
Yeah.
You got two. You had six a few years ago, and then you paid Zeke a butt ton of money.
And yeah, he's still on the roster, though.
Uh-oh. Boomeranging back around. And that's kind of the thing. We mentioned both Dez Bryant, Amari Cooper as wide receivers that got the bag, never saw the end of those deals. You also had Ezekiel Elliott, who you just sat there and you couldn't get rid of him. You couldn't unload him. And then he ended up boomeranging back around, albeit on a cheap deal now. But this could backfire on the Dallas Cowboys because of the fact that you do have Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, now CeeDee Lamb, and then where's the rest of your money going to go, and who's going to be the next casualty for Dallas? On top of that, you've got a situation where you do not have, and you have not afforded, as you said, because of backfilling your roster, you can't afford to have the injury bug come and bite you. And what happened over the weekend? Deron Bland out 6 to 8 weeks with a foot injury. Now, that puts you in a situation, in a precarious situation, where you've had Trayvon Diggs, who led the NFL in interceptions, but also gave up explosive plays because he likes to gamble. Mm-hmm. He's been dinged up, banged up. Deron Bland, your other corner, is now out for a month and a half, 2 months, with a foot injury. You're already starting to take those hits because you have drafted really well and you've acquired a ton of talent, man. And that makes it incredibly hard to win at the highest levels in the NFL. The silver lining in this, if Deron Bland is going to get hurt, you want him to do it now as opposed to late in the year.
That way you can crash and burn to start the season. You
can work your way back through.
The best thing to happen right for this now. Cowboys team, the best thing to happen for this Cowboys team, if you're being honest with yourself, if you're a Cowboys fan, is if they crater into the side of the moon right out of the gate.
Dude, that's hilarious.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You think that...
Oh, Jerry,
Think that Cowboys fans are going to be honest with themselves?
No.
They're fans, but, man! I mean,
that would be the best possible situation for them.
Yeah.
It's just crater.
Yeah.
I mean, just be bad. And then end up at the top of the draft in a couple of rounds, be able to restock, have some things make some sense for you. Hey, maybe you can go get Shedeur Sanders and have another quarterback that, you know.
Now you're just saying things. You're just saying things right now to make sure that the Raiders don't get Shedeur Sanders, right? Because that, you're very worried about that.
I'm terrified.
You have seen way too many too early mock drafts.
That is my Dak Prescott.
Of the Raiders trading up to get Shedeur Sanders. But Dak Prescott was a third round pick. And there's the far too early mock drafts of Raiders going to trade up to two to get Shedeur Sanders. I see what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You can't put one past me.
What?
All right. Well, CeeDee Lamb got paid, and the good news is they're going to play it slow with him. Good news is, Cowboys fans, you have your wide receiver one. He is back in camp now. Well, they broke camp. He's going to be back in practice. They're going to use a ramp up for him. And I think this is something that people all need to have in the back of their minds is these receivers that have been holding out, whether it is CeeDee Lamb or Ja'Marr Chase, who was back at Bengals practice yesterday, Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco, soft tissue injuries are going to be the major concern. Mm-hmm. You cannot, like, having CeeDee Lamb week one is not a priority, and it shouldn't be like, oh my God, why is CD not playing? Everybody on that roster understands why he was holding out, but forcing him to play too early, and I'll say he'll be in the lineup week one, but it will be limited.
Yeah.
You don't want these guys getting hurt because they are Ferraris, and history will tell you that these guys that hold out,
that's why you have two, because one always breaks down.
They get banged up. Ferraris?
Oh, Jaguars was the old joke.
Mm. Well,
always have two, because when one breaks, when one's in the shop, you can drive the other one.
That kind of fits the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, right when things start going their way.
They took it to
first
the limit.
Year, we took it to the limit.
That's right. With Mark Brunell, lefty out of Washington. Mark Brunell, first year, took it to the limit.
Big old cannon.
Little Jimmy Smith, some Keenan McCardell.
That's what I'm talking about. I like Keenan McCardell, man. He's fun. All right. CD gets paid. Dallas fans are happy CD's back. You got your receiver, but just wait. You're going to have to make a tough decision down the road because he's getting paid $136 million, $100 million of which is guaranteed, which is a lot of guaranteed money, too.
Second most for a non-quarterback.
And I like that. I like that guys in the NFL are getting guaranteed money now, because that was the biggest farce in NFL contracts. Was like, he's going to get paid $150 million.
Like, no, he's not.
62 of which is guaranteed. It's like, oh, great. That doesn't mean anything.
He's going to get paid $62
million. Exactly. Yeah. He got paid $62 million. He got $100 million, though. Good for CeeDee Lamb.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.